Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Ehrman.
He needs to release his tax returns. The only two we have show that he hasn't paid a penny in taxes.
I will absolutely give my return, but I can't do it until the audit is finished.
Donald Trump is now saying that you should ignore all of the times he promised to release his taxes. He is simply not going to do it before the general election is done.
I fight very hard to pay as little tax as possible.
What is your tax rate?
It's none of your business. You'll see it when I release.
It's Friday morning, and Donald Trump is still not releasing his tax returns. Over the years, he said that he will, and then he says he won't, and that leaves voters unsure of just how much Trump is actually worth or whether or not he pays his fair share in taxes. So reporters have been trying to figure this out. And what they've learned is, looking back as far as the 1970s, there have been occasions when Donald Trump has paid no federal income taxes. Well, two of the reporters who have been digging into Trump's finances join me now. One is Sean Tully with Fortune, and the other is Aaron Elstein, who reports for Crane's New York Business. And Sean, what do we know about Trump's finances?
Well, he's released two filings with the Federal Election Commission, as well as a financial statement that he released at the same time as the first filing, which is when he first declared in July of last year. And there's a lot of information there.
And in the sense that we get is he worth as much as he says he is?
No. He's worth at best a third of what he says he is. And I took the top estimates because many of the revenues that he declares are in a range. And he caps the range at the top, usually over $5 million, over $1 million. And I was able to kind of uncap some of the biggest ones and figure out what they really were. Like, he's got a big office building on 6th Avenue and another very valuable one, the Bank of America complex in San Francisco. I could go in and figure those out. So I could kind of put the whole thing together. But when you put it all together, because he released what he called income, but which is really revenues, he capped how big he can really be, maybe not even thinking about it, assuming the world would maybe think that his revenues were income. In other words, after expenses, they're pre-expenses. So that limits what he can possibly be worth.
Now, Aaron, a lot of this would be resolved if he did just reveal his tax returns. And there's this long history of presidential candidates doing just that. It goes all the way back to Watergate. Why did this become the norm that presidential candidates do this?
Well, you know, this got started with Richard Nixon. And when he talked about how he said, "I am not a crook," that was not really about Watergate. That was about him not releasing his tax returns. He was being audited at the time. So was the vice president at the time. So this is presidents have done this ever since, and presidential candidates have done this ever since, but not this one.
And you've looked at some of his financials, and one thing you found was a property tax break that he received that normally goes to couples who make less than $500,000. I think you called it the mystery of the billionaire and his middle class tax break. What would be the explanation for him receiving this benefit?
Well, his explanation is it's a mistake by the city. The city says, "We're not so sure we made a mistake." So what it could well be, and he's gotten this for years, is that in fact he does make less than $500,000 a year. Now, you can still be pretty rich and make less than $500,000 a year, but a big part of Trump's story is just how very, very rich he is. And if he's poor enough to get this star tax credit, well, who knows really how rich he is?
Well, Sean, one thing that Trump really flaunts is he has a very lavish lifestyle. But there's a question about how much his business actually pays for a lot of those expenses. How does the IRS normally look at that when a business pays for the way they live?
Well, that's a huge question. And in fact, that's the biggest ethical question regarding his tax returns. And we're not going to be able to figure it out probably from his returns other than kind of on a very broad basis, seeing that somehow everything is an expense, therefore he pays no tax, even though he's taking in hundreds or tens of millions of dollars a year. The way it works is when you have 550 companies, which is approximately the number of what he calls LLCs and partnerships that he has, the income from those partnerships, by definition, because of the tax code, all flow through to his personal return, whether he reinvests the money in the business or he takes it out as a dividend and he spends it. So within every one of those 500-odd companies, there's going to be depreciation, interest expense, and expenses that maybe he charged to the companies. Mar-a-Lago. Did he charge every flight to Mar-a-Lago? Did he
charge his helicopter flights, his entire life, you're saying, in Mar-a-Lago?
Right. Now, a lot of developers do a lot of this. It's not terribly unusual, but it depends on what the extreme cases are here. In my conversation with him, my last conversation with him, I had estimated that he had an income at the very top of the range of $160 million. He said it was four times that. First, he said he couldn't disclose it. Then he said it's four times that. The typical Donald, he was very entertaining, by the way, and charming, et cetera. But He disclosed it, $600 million, right? So I'm not sure, given the kind of income he claims, how he could possibly have enough deductions to wipe all that out.
Some of the greatest loopholes in the tax code are for real estate professionals like Trump. You can accelerate depreciation. You can use depreciation to offset gains that are not related to real estate. There are a lot of things you can do if you're in real estate that you or I can't do with our taxes. So Trump has more leeway than most people do with his taxes.
Could we say that because Trump is such an unusual candidate and he does have a lot of businesses and he has never run for public office, he's never held a public office, that he has the right to protect what is sensitive information about himself that could possibly do harm to his businesses?
Well, I would answer it this way. Trump does business overseas with a lot of places. There's like Trump in Azerbaijan and in Dubai. It would be interesting to know how his foreign policy as president would be affected by his businesses in those parts of the world. I think people should know about that.
And Sean, is what Aaron is saying, is that the reason why this matters so much, why we need to see his tax returns?
Disclosing tax returns and financial information is a great political tradition in America. It's a matter of honor. It's a matter of ethics. The only person who didn't do it prior to the convention was Romney. And it got him in all kinds of trouble for waiting as long as he did. And he finally did disclose. So I think that in order to get a real picture of Trump, whose main rationale for the presidency is his business success, I think he should be able to prove it and should have to prove it.
So it's just untrue when he says that there's nothing to learn from my tax returns.
There is, because we're going to see what the income that flows through from his companies. We'll see if that's nearly as large as he claims it is. We'll also see if he pays any tax. And if he pays no tax, then effectively the taxpayer is subsidizing a lot of his lifestyle. We're paying for the military. We're paying for all the departments of government. He's not paying anything for those things, right?
His story changes constantly with his wealth. About a year ago when he started this campaign, he said he was worth $8 billion. A month later, $10 billion. The numbers change all the time.
So then what's worse if the tax returns come out, that he is not paying any income taxes or that maybe he's not as wealthy as he says he is?
I think if he shows that he's sort of an imposter pretending to be a billionaire, I think that'd be very damaging.
I don't think people care too much whether he's worth $3 billion or $10 billion. He is a billionaire. From my assessment, I think what's more important is whether he pays taxes.
Well, Sean Tully, editor-at-large at Fortune, and Aaron Elstein, senior reporter at Crain's New York Business, thank you so much for joining.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.